Our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles tells of Peter being in the middle of a conversion experience that, to fully appreciate, needs a little background information. Just before our reading begins, Peter is in Joppa, staying with Simon the Tanner, when he has a vision of a sheet coming down from the heavens with every manner of animal and bird on it. A voice tells Peter, "Get up, kill, and eat." Peter recoils and tells God that he will not eat anything that is unclean or profane. In other words, Peter is refusing to eat anything that is against Jewish kosher laws. The voice responds to Peter, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." This is God's way of telling Peter that the kosher dietary laws are no longer necessary. The story then immediately transitions to today's reading, where Peter is summoned to the house of Cornelius, a devout man of God, but also a Gentile. Peter and a group of Jewish men take the trip to Cornelius' house and begin offering insights on the teachings of Jesus Christ. As they are teaching, Peter and his companions recognize the Spirit of God as it descends upon Cornelius and all the inhabitants of his household, who start speaking in tongues and preaching the salvation that Christ brought into the world. With this witness, Peter orders that all of Cornelius' household be baptized. With this story, the nascent church community opens its doors to incorporate peoples from outside of the Jewish community, peoples who do not share the same cultural traditions or dietary laws. Through the vision Peter had regarding the eating of unclean animals and the witness of the Holy Spirit coming down to Cornelius and those in his household, God has made it clear to Peter that God does not withhold his Spirit from the Gentiles, and that the Gentiles are to share fully in the salvation brought into the world by Jesus Christ. It is a very important note that the Holy Spirit was sent to Cornelius and his household before they were baptized by Peter, indicating that God works where God wills, not following Peter's decision, but leading Peter to a deeper understanding of God's desires. But this event does not happen without some distress throughout the established community. Peter has to return to Jerusalem, where the elders have come to discuss what happened and decide whether Gentiles would continue to be brought into the community, and if so, under what circumstances. We can assume, because we are not told directly in the story, that the elders likely had different opinions as to how this issue should be decided. But God's revelations to Peter convince the group that they are to open the community to all people and not limit it to only Jews. This story carries significance for us here today because most of us probably do not come from a Jewish heritage. Therefore, we would not be Christians if the newly forming church had not decided or had decided to close its doors to all who were not Jewish, leaving us as unwelcomed outsiders. Thank heaven Peter and the elders listened to God's Spirit and opened those doors. Now the question for us is, can we be as open today to the workings of the Holy Spirit as Peter and the elders? You know that we live in a time of great tension within our Catholic Church. It seems that every issue, large or small, needs to be cleaved in half and polarized by the Catholic media and social media platforms. This is not happening outside of our church. It is happening from within. On each issue, we are told by different groups what we have to believe if we are going to be truly Catholic. You are either with us or you are against us. You are either one of us or one of them. There is no middle ground for discussion or compromise. Choose a side. Our church is currently preparing for the next gathering in Rome this October for the final meeting of the Synod on Synodality. And Catholic pundits on both sides are already lining up with their opinions. Some tell us of all the terrible things that Pope Francis will do after the synod that will lead to the ruin of the church. Others tell us of all the necessary things that Pope Francis won't do after the synod that will ruin our church. So who do we listen to? How does the church move in any direction when certain destruction waits around every corner? Well, I think we can listen to the Holy Spirit. In our reading from Acts of the Apostles, the Holy Spirit does not descend on the members of Cornelius' household because Peter baptized them. Peter and his companions saw the Spirit come upon them before they received their baptisms. Peter did not decide to open the newly forming church to Gentiles. Peter witnessed God's will and followed where he was led. And this is the point of the Synod on Synodality. It is not so much to make decisions for the church as it is to listen for how the Holy Spirit is being manifested in our world today. In fact, the only decision that could be made after the synod that would truly endanger our church is if we choose to ignore the Holy Spirit and put our will above the will of God. This would put us in a position of leading God instead of following God, a sure recipe for disaster. So take heart. The Holy Spirit is alive and active in our world today as in the days of the apostles. We may not always understand or even agree with where the Holy Spirit is leading us, but if we listen and follow God's lead as Peter did, God's church will be in good hands for another 2,000 years.